Welcome to Shavuot Shavuot on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aaron B'Yakov Shalom, and Lai Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in Daf Lamidei Amud Aleph. And the last Amud speaks about the Machlokes that we have in the Mishnah between Rabbanan and Rabbi Gamliel regarding if a Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi individuals with Shmoneh Esrei. And the Masechta ends with the following statement. The Rabbi Gamliel is allowing the Shliach Tzibur to be Moitzi, the Am Shebesodis. He's allowing people that are out there in the field, they're not able to come to Shul, the Shliach Tzibur's davening will be Moitzi them. And before going into the understanding of this, how do we understand that the Gemara decided to be Mesayim Maseches Rosh Hashanah with this inyan? This discussion regarding how the Shliach Tzibur Moitzi Acherim, and even though we maybe say halacha like Gamliel Rosh Hashanah, but it seems to be something which is not essential to Rosh Hashanah. It's a point regarding Rosh Hashanah. People know how to daven, they don't know how to daven. That's how you end the Masechta that speaks about Yom Adin, the Masechta that speaks about one of the holiest days of the year, the Yom Neroim. You ended up with speaking about some din in Hilchos Tefillah. What's shining that? So let's start with what the Chazon Ish explains over here in the Gemara. How can it be that the Shliach Tzibur will daven in shul and be moitzi people that are not there? They're not hearing his tefillah. There's no shemei akoyne. How can it be yoitze? So the Chazon Ish goes a long mahalach to explain this. And the concept of the Gamliel is that there is no chiyuv on individuals that are outside to daven. The Tzibur has to daven. And when the Shliach Tzibur makes the tefillah together with the Tzibur, that's the ptur of tefillah the Chazal established. Chazal established that the people need to daven together. It needs to be a tefillah coming out of the Tzibur. People that cannot come to shul, according to Gamliel, are yoytze with the tefillah of the Tzibur. They don't have to daven individually. And this is the idea over here and then in the Gemara. And with this, we're going to take another step forward. Go back and see the really a lot of the things that we talk about in Rosh Hashanah is totally with the Tzibur. Because we spoke about the tkiyos that are done al Seder HaBrochas. The Ika way to blow shofar is with Malchus Zecharias shofars when the Shatz is doing Chazos HaShatz. The Gemara tells us, we just saw recently, that a person has a choice either to go daven with Tzibur or to hear tkiyos shofar, he should choose tkiyos shofar. But the Iker Inyan is that Tkiyas Shofar should be together with the Chazoras HaShatz, with the Tzibur together. And in our Sugya, in the beginning of the Amud, we pass Ken Halacha like Rav Gamliel, Legabe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that's how the Ram brings the Halacha. The Rosh Hashanah person can be Yoytze with the Shliach Tzibur. And so Paskens the Tur. The Shechron doesn't because he's going with the Balahitur. But in any case, we find over here another concept here of Tzibur, which is Miyuchud, specific to Rosh Hashanah. And this all leads to the Vilna Goyen in beginning of Parshat Kisavoy. The Torah tells us, after Parshat Kisavoy, when you have all the klolos, the Torah brings another Parshat, Parshat Kisavoy. And the Goyen explains in short that the idea is that Parshat Kisavoy is written b'loshon yochid, in a singular form. Says the Goyen, whenever the Torah says a singular form, it's talking to Am Yisrael as a whole. And the idea is like this, Parshat Kisavoy is a lot of klolos, all the curses. Shmuel tells Am Yisrael, if you do wrong, you'll be punished, you'll be punished, you'll be punished, this and this will happen to you. But then the Torah calls the Parshat Kisavoy and says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Rashi brings, even though Shmuel is punishing you, but he's not going to destroy you, Am Yisrael will survive. Comes the Torah in Parshat Kisavoy and says, but if there will be a person, it will be Shoyish Poyri Roish Velano, he's going to feel good about himself. He's going to say, I'm not going to be part of the Tzibur. I'm going to leave the Tzibur. Then, V'choraf Hashem Beishu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy him. The promise of Netzach Yisrael, of the eternity of Am Yisrael, of the fact that Am Yisrael will be able to uphold all the challenges, all the dinim in the world, is a avtacha, a promise that was given to the nation of Am Yisrael, not to each individual on his own. And the Gemara understands that's the inker union of Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim Kulchem. Together, Atem Nitzovim, you'll survive. And the Sfarim is brought down, the Baal Tanya brings it, Some of the Sefer Chassidim bring the name of the Zohar, but it's not brought down exactly in the Zohar. But many Sfarim do bring that Tam Nitzavim Hayoim, Hayoim do Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah as well, the way we miskaper on the din, the way that we win, the concept of the Torah says, Betuchim Shiasar Nas, that we're relying completely on the miracle, is Am Yisrael together. And that's why the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah and the concept of Rosh Hashanah have to do with a tzibur. And with this, we can understand that the Gemara concludes the Masechta with the biggest inyan of a tzibur, that you could have a tzibur davening, and that's poiter Am Shebesodos. The tzibur davening here in shul, and it's good enough for everybody else, because the koyach tzibur is that they bring together everybody, even the ones that right now are not in shul, are still able to be joining because you have a tzibur. The tremendous koyach tzibur is revealed in Rosh Hashanah, because that's where you're zoyche bedin, and that's how we conclude the Masechta with the koyach gadol, the tzibur that we have and revealed in Rosh Hashanah. Hadron Cholom Maseches Rosh Hashanah in Shir Shom Achshav on the Daf, we should have the koyches to continue learning together future Masechtas. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshav email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.